The Eile HaMishpatim Asher Tosim Lefneim. The Medrash says, Loi Osochein L'chol Goy Hu Mishpatim Baal Yedom. The Medrash goes on to explain that the Adam HaRishoy and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave 6 mitzvahs. To Noach 7, to Avram 8, to Yaakov 9, but to Yisrael he gave the ganze Kol HaTaryag mitzvahs. Moshe LeMelech Zot the Medrash Shehoye Lefon of Shulchan Aruch. A melech that had a shulchan aruch lefanov, and a lot of guests and avodim came in. But lekol echad ve'echad, he gave one thing: leechad nosan beitzah, lasheni yerek, nichnas bnoi, nosan loy kol hashulchan aruch. Kacha kodesh baruch hu nosan leumay sa'ol mixas mitzvays, umi Yisrael nosan kol atayra kula shulchan aruch. And that's Bemis Rashi's lashon of Yeroso. He gave it to them kishulchan aruch muchan lechol lefnei adam. A shulchan aruch means he gave the ganze shulchan. The umayis he gave a little bit. It's yadua that the shulchan aruch, the Beis Yosef, he was in Tzvas, and he wrote, first he wrote a pirush on the tour, Beis Yosef, and then he wrote a sefer shulchan aruch. And far away, in Kruka, Rav Moshe Isserlish, he was a much younger man, he also wrote first a pirish. Now, Kimoshi, he wrote first a pirish on Gantz Tor, and then he also wrote a pirish, a tzura of Shulchan Aruch. But he heard that Rabbi Yosef Karo is putting out, is publishing such a sefer, so he was going as his sefer. And at the end, he's the mappa. There's a Shulchan Aruch and there's a mappa. He has a sophis, shinuyim, but he had the Gantz sefer and he was going as it, which is be'emes a gevaldike madrega of vitter. The dogma. There's a shtickel in Evan Ozel, that the Evan Ozel in Rabbi Sazam is running a shtickel, and he prints it. He writes, after I was machadish this yisoid, I saw that the emissary is taken Pnei Yeshua. Oh, but even though I saw it's in the Pnei Yeshua, I'm still going to print it. He didn't see it in the Pnei Yeshua. He thought of it himself. Lama yigar chelki yechab nazoich yizok. Vos felt merois. Doesn't have ein shtickel tayre. Oh, but here if it's a ganze sefer, and he was mevater. And he in the Beis Yosef printed it. But I heard a gevaldik ha'ara, a historical ha'ara. Ramayis Isserlis, the Ramah, was mevater on publishing his Shulchan Aruch. And instead, he only printed, he only was Moshe Vaisafis. You have to realize when the Beis Yosef wrote Shulchan Aruch didn't look like we have now, the Shulchan Aruch with all the Noise Kalim and everything. It was a little small one volume sefer. He even broke it into 30 sections. That you should be able to finish it every month. There's even one place in Choshen Mishpat where it says Ad Kan Yom Chav Dalid. All the Meister Kalim and Mutzrim. What it means? It's a printing mistake. It was in the original one volume print where it said Ad Kan Yom Chav Dalid. There's other Torahs what it meant over there, and just the Hilchos Toras, but Nishfa yet. So it was a small little sefer, and the Ramah was also going to make such a sefer. Do you realize historically that most of the major Meister Kalim on Shulchan Aruch, the way it developed in Klal Yisrael, are Yoytzei Chalotzov v'mitalmidov shel Haramah. The Taz, the Mogen Avram, the Bach, the Shach, they're all either Kroivim Mishpacha or mitalmidov shel Haramah. If the Ramah would have put out his Oso, it would have been a competition. We'll give out Tzvei Shulchan Aruch. All those Noisei Kelim, Aval Dabal Gishribin, appears of the Rebbe's Sefer, nisht of the Andere one. So this Vitter of the Ramah, Be'etzim, had Galikto Asach Mer, that all this Talmidov and Yoytzei Chalotzov also, the tzura, the way Klal Yisrael has Shulchan Aruch, is on the Beis Yosef Shulchan Aruch. Baruch Hashem, that's Shulchan Aruch Munach Lifneim. It says Ve'elam Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lifneim. There's a word Lifneim V'loy La'achreim. Mishpatim could also mean Dinim. Mishpatim means Midas Hadin, the Dinim. And we're saying that it said in the pasuk Hakadosh Baruch Hu Be'emes when he has to have Midas Hadin. Sometimes, like a mussel, when a father wants to give mussar to his son, he lifts up a stick. And that's enough. He doesn't have to actually give you the clap. Because thus alone that he was mason the din lefneichem, you got the message. And that's what we're saying over here. Ve'elam mishpatim asher tosim lefneim. It should suffice that the dinim are lefneim. It doesn't have to be lachreim that we actually get the clap. We learned this already. We spoke about this another time. It says by the Toichacha, after the Toichacha of Parshas Kitzavoy, the Pasuk says, Atem Nitzavim Ayoyim Kulchem. Rashi brings over there, La'achar Sheshomu B'nei Yisrael Kol Tzadiches Klolois Hoiriku P'neim. Mi yochel lamoid be'elu. Hischel Moshe lefaisom. Atem nitzavim ayoyim kolchem. And we spoke about it in Parshas Nitzavim. What's the pious? It's an ernst zach, the toichach. Hashem said the toichach has made us. So there's a lot of pshat that we spoke then, but there's a pshat, Rebbe Lapian is myrich about it over there. It's kivon sheshamu Yisrael hayriku pneim. Vibalt when they heard it. It was hayriku pneim. They got the message. Zok Moshe Rabbeinu, if you was hayriku pneim, if you were shoymeya, and you were hayriku pneim, that's already enough. That's tosim lefneim. You already got the message. Yitaka don't need the toichach b'poil. And the emes the pasuk for his voice. For someone who's not going to say that, someone that's going to say ki b'shriris libi eilech, and aretzachayin, so then the pasuk says v'hoyeh b'shama he's machzavek. Then lo yoyeh v'Hashem sloyach loy, and v'rovtza boy kola ola haksuva b'sefer hazeh. Then itak is going to get the oynus that it says. Then itak the Ebers is going to have to fear ois the toichacha. But if you get the message from the toichacha, then you don't need more than that. The Zohar says on this pasuk ve'elam mishpatim asher tasim lefneihem. The Zohar says ilan sidrin the gulgalehoin. There's a pshat from the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov, he talks about a lot about the inyanim of Gilgulim, and the Neshama comes back in a different Gilgul. Sometimes the Neshama has to come back in a different Gilgul because he owes somebody one pruta. He was a Baal Choy, and he wasn't Nizar, din pruta ki din Meya, and he wasn't Nizar, and he owes someone a pruta. That's Elon Sidran Gilgulayon. Parshas Mishpatim, Dinei Mominis, could be the cause of someone that has to come back in a different Gilgul. So I heard over a Maisa once from the Chazon Ish, that there's someone that found money and he wasn't sure if the Bailam was already Miyayish or the Bailam wasn't yet Miyayish. And the Chazon Ish said, you have to know the details of the story, but the point was, over here it was important davka that you should find it before the Yish. Because this was a story that the money you found belongs to someone else who in a previous Gilgal owed you the money. If he'd already been Miyayish and you didn't get it from him, he wouldn't get his tikkun. His tikkun is the fact that you got the money from him, it's davka that it was takafar Yish, and bezeh, it was Niskayim his tikkun. The Ilan Seder Gulgalayon. Ve'ela HaMishpotim, the Chasam Sofer says, Ve'ela is Gematria 42, because there are 42 mitzvahs that are Ben Adam L'Chaveroi until you get to V'Hashviyas Tishmetenu V'Netashta, and then it switches modes and it starts talking about Ben Adam L'Mokan. But that's Ve'ela, these 42 are the Mishpotim that are Ben Adam L'Mokan. We know we have Parshas Mishpatim, it's a very big Parsha. We're not going to be able to do everything, Gantz Baba Kama and Kedushin and so many things here. But it's interesting to know that the Shitas HaChinuch, in a few places it's Mavur, the Chinuch has a different order in the Parshas. He has Parshas B'Shalach, Yisroi, then there's Parshas Mishpatim. The next Parsha is Parshas Im Kesef Talveh. He breaks it up into two, and then comes Truma, Tetzaveh. He breaks up Mishpatim into two. It's a separate Parsha. When he brings down the Minyan HaMitzvahs even, he says, Parshas Mishpatim has 16 mitzvahs essay and 8 mitzvahs lois essay. And then he says, Parshas Im Kesef Talveh has 7 mitzvahs essay and 22 mitzvahs lois essay. It's a separate Parsha, Im Kesef Talveh. I found it again. In Parshas Kisavoy, you have the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim. Over here in Parshas, we call it Mishpatim. In Parshas Mishpatim, we have Havas Bikurim. Over there, when he's discussing the Chinuch, the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim, he says, you should realize, this is the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim. But the mitzvah of Havas Bikurim, I already explained to you in Parshas Im Talveh. People don't know what it means over there. In Parshas Im Kesef Talveh, I was already mefarish, the mitzvah of Bikurim. You have the Parsha of Eved Ivri. It's a yam of, we'll touch on one or two things. There's a din of nirtza. That a nirtza, the Mishnah says, ha nirtza nikne biritzia. An interesting lashon, the Mishnah says in Kedushin. You're koina a nirtza after the 6 years, you're koina him with ritzia. There's a famous chakira. What's the gather of the nirtza? Is the nirtza, the maisa ritzia, is the new kinyan? You're now going to own it for another 27 years till Yovel comes. The maisa ritzia is the kinyan? Or no, the nirtza just allows that it continues that you own him. And people don't realize this maybe, but this is really totally in a preliminary chakira, a major chakira, we'll just mention. There's a famous shaila when we say an eved goes out by sheish. Is the pshat be'emes you only sold him till 6 years? Or be'emes you sold him till yovel? Grada, there's a hafkata de malka after 6 years. It comes, plutzling, it comes, 6 years, it's a hafkar. That's be'emes the sheirish of this shaila. If it's a mechira only for 6 years, so then avada, when you do nirtza, the Ritzia has to make a new kinyan. The original kinyan was only for 6 years. So then it's kipshut. They had nirza nikne beritzia. The Ritzia is a new kinyan. If you learn that be'emes, whenever you moicher and whenever you read, the chir is always till yoivel. No, the sheish is an afkata, the malka, then it's, you could learn that the gather of nirza is the pshat, that you're just being moineya dafka, since you're being moineya dafka, and then the kinyan that you originally did, the original kinyan, which was the kesef, was shtar, evidently nikne, but kesef, was shtar. That kinyan was really going to be mamshich till yoivel. The nirza enables that it should be, that it will continue. And that's really that a nirza has to do it before the sheish shanim are over. And it's at im omar yoimar ha'eved. So the Gemara says in Kedushin he has to say it twice. So there's a Meir de Kivart, Rabbi Elchanan in Koivet Shiurim in Kedushin, brings from Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin. There's a Medrash in Parshas Voschanon. Moshe Rabbeinu is davening, he wants to go into Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ahavti es Adoini, Zu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Es Ishti, Zu HaTorah. Es Bonai, Zu Klal Yisrael. Lo Yeitzei Chofshi. I don't want to go Chofshi. I don't want to go to Olam Emes. I want to continue with Klal Yisrael. Ad Lo Olam. Not Lo Olam Yishol Yoyva. Lo Olam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers him, Al Toisev Davar Alei Oid Badavar Hazeh. Al Toisev Davar Alei Oid Badavar Hazeh. Zog Rav Yeshua Leib Diskin Pshat. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to stay with Klal Yisrael. He wants to be an Eved Nirtza. He was an Eved already, and he wants to have the din of Nirtza. A Nirtza has to request it twice. So Moshe Rabbeinu, with the koyach of Torah, wanted to become a Nirtza. Ahavti es Adonai es Ishti ves Bonai. Which means he wants to stay with Klal Yisrael. Zog the Kaddish Baruch Hu, Al Toisev Davar Elei Oid Badavar Hazeh. Don't say it again. If you'll say it again, you'll talk a stay. Moshe Rabbeinu really wanted, but the Ebershter told him not to. He listened. Moshe the Kazach. He listened. Oh, but the Abishah told him, if you'll say it again, you'll be chal the din of Nirtza, and then you'll be able to go. There's another pshat. He was asking for the din of Nirtza because Moshe Rabbeinu, the Emes, lived 120 years. A normal person lives 70. He already lived an extra 50. He was asking for another extra 50. He's asking Nochamal, a Nirtza, this biz yoivel, erbet nochafufzi. But that's the pshat the Abishah told him, al toisev davar elai, oid vadavar azeh. Now the Nirtza, you take him to the door and you make a hole in his ear by the door. Why do you have to do it by the door? I heard once an interesting pshat. You're going to have an Eved that's going to run away and they're going to catch him. And Eved Nirtza, he changed his mind afterwards a couple years later down the line, and he runs away and they catch him and they want to bring him back to the Odin, and he's insisting it's not him, you got the wrong guy. Yeah, it looks like me, it's his twin brother, it's someone else. So you're going to check the hole, that's not enough. He says, I had a hole in the ear. You match him up to the door. If the hole in the ear, perfect size, that's already like, you can't fake that. If the hole in the ear matches up to the door, that's the way he's going to be able to know that you caught the right guy. This is the Eved Nirtza that was Taka, that Verotz Adonim is Ozman. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, why are you doing Nirtza be'oznoi? Oizen zu sheshoma behar Sinai loy signoi v'holach v'gona v'kona. It should be Nirtza. So there's L'chai Rakasha. The oizen sheshoma loisignoiv. What about the yadayim shagonvu? They have countries even now that are ganif, we chop off his hand. Yadayim shagonvu, raglayim sherotzu l'dvar aveira. What's the oizen sheshoma bar Sinai? You see from here, you saw that a person has to be a shemeya. We spoke about it in an undertite, that a person has to be a shemeya, and a shemeya is the pshat, it's a lashon of a medrash bemis in the beginning of Yisroi, vayishma Yisroi. What did Yisroi hear? Everybody heard. Shamu amim yirgozun. Chil ochaz yoyshvi poloshes. Everyone heard. Everyone got heard and got to trace. And that was it. Yisroi heard and Itaka made a move. Shama uba. The difference is the shmiya went into his ramachi varim. The surah toiva, a shmiya, is tadash in etzem. Goes into a person's entire guf. Oizen zusha shama bar Sinai. The shmiya of the oizen was supposed to go into his entire ramachi varim. If the oizen didn't do that, and it didn't do its job, avada, the yadayim stole, the raglayim ran to do the geneva, but the tvi is on the oizen. And I want to be moisif. It's interesting, you do ritziya on oizen yamin. Now the Gemara, ever since it says in Kedushin, it says, yochoil besmoil, I would think maybe you do ritziya on the left ear, and it brings the gzera shava, no, you know what, you do it on the right ear. So I saw the Chanukah Satoira asks, why would I think you should dafka do it in the left ear? Is the emphasis, I had it side. The Gemara and the Havmina didn't mean you would do a dafkin in the left ear. The Havmina was, we don't care which ear. No, no kpeda. Abhimim's no, it was a Havmina smoil. Tamaloy, bring him in. Why would I think smoil? So he says, because it says, Mi'iminoi eish dos lomoi. The Torah came out from the Yamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if the Torah came, Mi'sinai, Mi'iminoi eish dos lomoi. If it came from the Yamin, so then it went into the smoil of the person, and the oizen smoil is the tviya he didn't hear. So that's the Chanukah Satir. The Gemara says, Kamash Malon Xer Shava. They can do it oizen Yamin. What's the pshat oizen Yamin? The Chanukah Satir Hotach, a good pshat, you should do it oizen smoil. So I was clearing, the pshat is the tviya is that it went in one ear and right out the other. This is the problem. When something goes into the ear, into the oizen smoil, the pshat is it's supposed to go into the Ramach Ivar. The tvi is that it went right out the other ear. And you do it in Ritzia, Oizen Zu, the Oizen Yamin, that let it out, that let the Shmiya out. There's another din over here that an Omavriya goes out with Simonim. What does it mean it goes out with Simonim? Rabbi said, Klal Yisrael also goes out with Simonim. We want to go out of the Golas. Klal Yisrael goes out of the Golas if they're going to have the right Simonim. You have to know what the Simonim are. Fearing zich v'ayid, the midos of Rachmanim by Shonim going lechasodim, or all the tchunas, the Yiddish tchunas. By the Taimanim, they have a tzura of payas, they call it simonim. That's what they call their payas. They call it the simonim, because that's the pshat. There's the simon of a yid, it's designed the simonim. Otherwise, the Baal Aveda is machzor al Avedoso. If you don't have the simon, the Baal Aveda can't find his Aveda. But if there's a simon, then a person can be yoytze b'simonim. You have Behemshech, the parashah, there's a few lechayra, seemingly unrelated psukim. There's a din of Ritzicha, ki yazit isha re'eyu lehargoy. Then comes the inyan of Me'im mizbechi tikachenu lamos. And then it's Make ove v'imoy. Zok techidah. There's a connection. All of these psukim have something in common. The sugya of roiv. Ritzicha, yichayv on Ritzicha. Maybe he was a treifa. Roiv. Me'im mizbechi, you bring a carbon oila. Maybe it's a treifa. Roiv. Make aviv v'imoy. How do you know it's aviv? Roiv. And that is the sugyan chulun, dafir aleph, learns out from various places the makar of the din of roiv. All of these psukim are a makar to the din of roiv. Now there's an interesting shaila. The pasuk says, mekalel aviv v'imoy. And the Gemara learns out the din of roiv from makar aviv v'imoy. Because how do you know it's your father? Roiv bila zachar abba. And what about mekalel aviv v'imoy? So someone once told me a pshat, Mekalel Aviv is not a problem. He's not a riot to the din of Roiv. Maybe you don't rely on Roiv. But Mekalel Aviv is Mishkachas. If a person says he's Mekalel the Gansevelt, and then Mekalel Aviv is a rough job to do that on the Gansevelt. The Mekalel Aviv says I'm Mekalel the Gansevelt. Now there's a shtickle horror. First of all, maybe he's already dead. So I don't know if a person's Mekalel Aviv la'achar misosai. What's the din? Because if the guy doesn't know who his father is, and you're telling me you really don't rely on Roiv, maybe he's dead. But then there's an Einfall of Akasha. If you talk, you don't know who your father is, so maybe your father's a goy. How do you know? Are you telling me, Mekalel Aviv v'imoy Moisi Omus? And what do you want to say? Maybe you don't rely on Roiv. Now, if a person got up and said, I'm Mekalel everyone, he'll get Chiyuv Misa. What? If you don't rely on Roiv, how does he even know his father's Jewish? He knows his mother. How does he know his father's Jewish even? Maybe Efshir Agoy? State Rak Shifta Yitain Virapoy Yirape. It's interesting, in Parshas B'Shalach it says, Ki ani Hashem roif'echa. And over here it says, V'rapo yirape. There's a shinoi. Here we're talking about a doctor, V'rapo yirape. And over there it says, Ki ani Hashem roif'echa. So about it is the Ramban in Parshas B'chukoisa, if a person is supposed to go to a doctor. It's a bazundar shmuz. But there's a diak over here. By a doctor it says, V'rapo yirape. First of all, it's with a pay. Over there it's Ani Hashem roif'echa, it's with a fay. By a doctor it has to be with a pay. First of all, you have to pay. Asya the Mogin, Mogin shop. You have to pay. But there's another Nakuda also that by a doctor, it's a pay. There's an Nakuda. Sometimes when he's Merapi, there's always something left. There's an Nakuda left. It can't be a Refuah Shlema. There are certain things that are Shlema. I think it's even Rosh Tevis Esrib. There's a Muna Shlema, Refuah Shlema. There's a few certain things that are Shlema. Over here, it's always Sublime the Nakuda. Also, there's a double Lashon. There's a double lashon because you always have to go to a tzveita. You name that tzveita opinion always. It's a double lashon. Or sometimes you get sicker and you have to go to a different doctor. That's v'rapo yirape. But on the other hand, there's a different mechina of ki ani Hashem roifecha. If you're talking that actually there are doctors that are grace and tzaddikim, they're merab and talking with the bechina from they go talking that they're shluchim, and then it's a bechina of ani Hashem reifecha. Oh, but there's the chilah between ki ani Hashem reifecha and the rapa yirapi. You have the din of the eved that goes out with shein va'ayin. There's an interesting Bala Turim. He says, you know why an eved goes out with shein va'ayin? Is because by chom and knan is the original avodim. Vayar chom avi knan vayaged lechov. And this was the oynish that he became an eved, and it came about al yedei vayar, that's ayin, and vayaged lechov. Now the Bala Turim says that's the inyan of yoyitziyah b'shein va'ayin. And it's interesting, Diak, that both of these psukim over here, Perak Chav Aleph, Pasuk Chavov, when they're talking about the Eved, V'chiyak Ish, and it starts with a Vav and it ends with a Vav. The both psukim start with a Vav and end with a Vav. That's 24. There's two psukim, Shein and Ayin. Both psukim start with a Vav and end with a Vav. Adds up to the 24. That's the Chav Dalet Rosh Yevarim. And who are in Parshas Noach? The two psukim of Vayarchom Aviknan, Vayagid Lechov. The two psukim start with a Vav and end with a Vav. Keneged Chav Dalet Rosh Yevarim. I remember I'm over in the Sugis and Kedushin. There's a shaila if a person you take out the lashon, if you cut off the Eved's tongue, does that count as the one of the Rosh Yevarim or not? It's maybe it's Bifnim. It's not Bechutz. It's against a sugya. L'chayre, if the makar, if the reason is because Vayarchom and Vayagid Lachov, Avada on the lashon should also pass the reason. Achleishes Vidarshin as like, but l'chayre as the tam adover it should apply. You have shara niskal echta nishkin klein a sugya. Or bestating the pasuk sokel yisokel ashar v'lo yeyochel as besorah. So the Gemara asks sokel yisokel ashar. So then avada any idea in the veli v'asura b'achila v'shteita v'lo yeyochel as besorah sokel yisokel ashar v'lo yeyochel as besorah. Avada you can eat it's in the veli. It's be'emes in chasam soifer state. You know when people eat, the inyan of eating, if you're holding on the right madrega with Michael, you're being male the madrega the food. Right, in the end of the parsha, it's Vayechzu Esalekim, Vayoychlu Vayishtu. There's grace in Yonim in Achil and Shtiyah. Zokte Chasam Soifer over here. Sokol Yisokol Ashor. This is a shor you're not supposed to. Veloye Yochel Esbesor. Avad it's also running as Nevela. But the Pasuk's being mad with something else. Veloye Yochel Esbesor. Don't make a suit out of this animal and be mile it. This is an animal that's Sokol Yisokol Ashor. You're supposed to be Arta Haram Yikrebetha. Veloye Yochel Esbesor. But the Gemara does ask it. The Gemara says, Lachayr, it's Aser Bano anyways. So the Gemara says, you learn that from here a special din. That even if you shechted it, shechtoi la'achar gmardinoi, if you shechted it la'achar gmardinoi and you didn't do the skila, it's still osir. A gzeres ha-kosov that teaches you that it's osir anyways, that it's osir even if you didn't do skila, even if you tachar shechted it. Famous, it's a machloikis, a famous machloikis, Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam in a grois etoisis in Zvachim and in Sanhedrin, whether even mechayim it's osir. If a shorah niskal is osir even when it's alive, before you shechted it. The Gemara is mechadish shochtoi l'achag maradin. What about when it's mechayim? Could you have it? And if negeya, could you take the milk from the cow? Is it osir ban already? Could you milk the shorah niskal? Could you take the eggs? Let's say you had a tarnagol that was a shorah niskal. The emesis on the etzim kasha of sokel yisokel ashor, I saw achroinim ask, you know, not only a shor that kills is a shorah niskal, any animal, any bria. So you ask the shayla, you ask me that it's in the veil anyways, maybe it's going on a fish. If a fish killed somebody, is this nishkin kasha? The pasuk's talking about shor. But the emes is, by a dog, there wouldn't be, you don't need shechita. But there's another kasha, Tosfos already asked, and other rishonim talk about it. Why can't you say we're talking about a ben pekua? A ben pekua that was born doesn't need shechita, and now years later this ben pekua grow up, shayim, kanayin ahara, grow up, and then it went and killed somebody. So it's a shor on niskal. And over there, you need the pasuk to say, sokel yisokel, and you need the pasuk to be mechadish, v'lo yeyochel es besara. Because if it wouldn't say, v'lo yeyochel es besara, you'd be able to eat it. Who cares if it's not shechted? A ben pekua doesn't need shechita. So what's the Gemara's right to be mechadish adin, that sokel yisokel, that a shor shen nigmar dino is osir? No. You need the pasuk for a ben pekua. So there's all kind of tritzim in the Rishonim. There's one mahalich that the Daskenim says, the Mechaschinich brings it on his own, but the Daskenim says it, that a ben pekua taka never has the din of shor niskal. Because a ben pekua blives that it was nishchat koidim gmar din. There's a din, it's only also if it's nishchat la'achar gmar din. A ben pekua is already nishchat. when it was born from the mother, it get a din, it's already ki'ilu shach, it's a lie. It's shtoys someone taka. But it's already shachet. So it blives nishchat koyden gvar din. So it's, there's no din of shar niska. He brings such a pshat, he doesn't say who it is, but Daskenim says it's Maisa. He said it's a Pella. The only reason why when you shech the cow, koyden gmar din, when you shech the shor niskel, koyden gmar din, it's mutter, is because since you shechted it before the gmar din, now you can't bring it to the din Torah. It has to be lefnehem to give it the din, and you already shechted it, it's dead. But it's still alive, walking, talking, and kicking. So why can't you bring it to the din, to the gmar din, even after it's gshechted? There's no chaf that it's a shochet koyden gmar din. If it's grada alive, you have a shochet that's grada alive. Mechasrinach has a whole arichas in them. Yeah, Voskem and Son says, our ganze Baba Kamado, and Boyer, and Shoyer, and Shoyer, and Niskal, full of Zachen. Full of Zachen, though. I saw Ha'ara, someone told me, there's not very clear what's the Seder Hadvarim. The Torah goes through the Seder of the Mazikin. And it's not very clear. It talks about Shor Shenagach Adam, then it goes Boyer, then it goes to back to Shor, then it goes to Dalet Vehei, then it goes back to Shein Veregel. The Seder is Epis Sarach HaHesber. So there's an interesting Nakuda. In the Seder of the Mazikim, I don't have a Hesber. But in the Seder of the Nizikim, there's a Hesber. If you go through the order, it goes in order of the Madrega of who the Nizik is. First it's Shor Shenagach Adam, then Shor Shenagach Eved, then we go to a boyer that was mazik a shor and a chamor. Then we go even to shein v'regel, which is eating food. It goes from Odom, chai, tzoymeach, shein v'regel, tzoymeach, and finally to an esh, which is mazik the etzem karka of the soda. So, vayistoyis, that the ikar is you have to be nizir in the nizik. The seder advarim of the parshiyos in mitzad, the nizik, it's mamish bahadroga from Odom all the way down, Odom, chai, tzoymeach, Odom, medaber, Chai tzemeach doimim. Now, bazoi a knetchev of pshat by boyer is mamash in middle where it says v'nofal shem ashor chamor. Chazal darshin v'nofal shem ashor chamor. Shor v'loy adam. Chamor v'loy kelim. Is again we're not dealing with all the hilchesein of Baba Kama. Over hadvarim atimim. Boyer was in the middle in the seder of the nizikin and it says v'nofal shem ashor chamor. So that's the drasha. Shor v'loy adam. The nizik of adam was mentioned earlier. Chamor v'loy kalim, because kalim is going to be mentioned later. Boyer is in the middle. Boyer is a mazik, that's mazik. Shoyroi chamor. Shor v'loy adam, which was earlier. Chamor v'loy kalim, which is later. You have the din of dalet v'hei, that if you steal a shor or a seh, you pay 4 to 5 times as much. The Gemara says in Baba Kama daf ayin tes, Omer of Meir, what's the difference of shor and a seh? Boy re'ei kama gadol toyach shal malacha. Because when you steal a shoyer, you mevatlit me melacha. So therefore you pay 5. By a seh, you only pay 4. Because you're not mevatlit me melacha. Omer Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, an under pshat. Kama gadol kavod habrius. Because when you stole the seh, you had to carry it out and you got embarrassed. So therefore we give you a discount. You only pay 4. Now l'chayra, this machloikis Rameir and Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi say they're be'etzem arguing. What's the real price? Right? When you by tabach u'machar, what's the real price? It's really 5, now it goes down to 4, or it's really 4, it goes down to 5. Rav Meir is saying, really it's 4. But by a shor, noch detzu, you also did vitel malacha, we upgrade it to 5. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai says, no, be'etzem the price is 5. By a seh, where there was bizyoinis, we go down to 4. The Erech Tzach is, I have a plea on the Targum Yoinis in Ben Uziel. He brings both pshatim. I don't know what that means. He says, Shor v'chamor, a shor pays 5 because of bittul melacha, and a seh only pays 4 because he has bezyonis. You can't be oichas the chevel on both.
4.5.
Both given 4.5, yeah. Be'emes, there's a Mari Katz that talks when you didn't do tavach u'machar. He says, if you're going to pay kefil by a shor, by a seh, so then by a shor it should pay 3 times because bittul melacha should upgrade to 2.5 to 3. Targum yoinis and says, both pshatim. Now I'll go a step further. The Marsha asks, what if you steal a small little cow? So they didn't do bittul malacha. Like the pshat of bittul malacha, you steal a little cow. So then there's no bittul malacha. It should only be 4. So he says, no. Eventually it was going to grow up. There would have been bittul malacha. But then the Marsha doesn't stop. He asks, what if you steal a little cow like the other pshat? Really, it's 5. No, else the bizyonis. Let's say you stole a little cow and you had to carry it out. So you got bizyonis. It should go down to 4. Zok the Marsha and Baba Kama defiant test. Light plug. The Maisa, this is the time of the Kra, but at the end of the day, a Shoyer is always going to be fine. Even if you had Bizyonis, you had to carry out the Shoyer. As always, up to Marsha in Baba Kama Ayantes. Havrikahat Akasha from a Marsha in Chedushe Agodis in Yuma Dafchav Beis. It says by Dovid HaMelech that Nosan HaNovi comes and gives him a Musa Shmuz, that he stole the Gzeilas Kivsas HaRosh. And he says, the Pasuk says, Yeshalim Arbasayim, the Marsha explains, you're going to get, Dovid HaMelech was punished, Hu Ve'arba Yeladov. He was punished 5 times, himself plus on 4 of his kids. Why? K'mishpat HaSeh Shemeshalim Pi Chomesh. Gzeilas Kivsas HaRosh, Zog the Marsha, so Dovid HaMelech was Nenesh, 5 times as much, like a seh that pays 5. And the chayrit's a plia. Yeah, the chaydi yingle can fragin. A seh doesn't pay 5. By a seh, you pay 4. So what does the marsha mean that Dovid HaMelech was nenesh like a seh that pays 5? Habach getracht amoyer de geinfal. Pshat in marsha. By a seh, be'emes, if you go according to the pshat of bizyonis, really the price is 5. If you go like Rabbi Yechon and Mitzakei, only like Rabbi Yechon and Mitzakei this works. Really the price is 5. Because there was bizyonis, we gave you a discount. Over here by Dovid HaMelech, there was no cheshbon episode of bizyonis that he carried something out. Lomazogin. Actually, there was, but Lomazogin, there was no bizyonis. Blight is that you'll go back to 5. Nor I bezoy, a habastir in the marsha. The marsha already asked that by a small cow, with his yeah bizyonis, it should upgrade to 5. And he says, we make a light plug, shoyer always stays 4. And over here I see by a seh, where there was no bizyonis, we do upgrade it to 5. We don't say, loy plug, you stick it with 4. We do upgrade it to 5. Yesh l'chalik v'kama ifanim, echlos v'ad oylem t'trachten, if it's a stira in the divrei amarsha. You have the parsha of a ganiv. There's a lot of yesoidis, different chassidish rebbes would learn out what we can learn from a ganiv. A ganiv is not an atzlon. A ganif, whether it's raining, it's snowing outside, dafka when the weather is bad, that's dafka when he's in better business, they don't hear the noise from the thunder, that he breaks in. A ganif is not mispoil from the bad weather. He's never miyayis, he tries again and again. He's not mispoil from the groisa, matola that's on him. He goes, v'mesiris nefesh. He works even by night. Al ya'abed lai le'echos, haroitza liskar, b'kisra shal ganif, al yoyved, b'kisra shal tari, b'kisra shal ganif, al yoyved afilu lai le'achas. He likes his job, and he's sufrit with what he's doing. Azayid, I've learned from Aganif. Oh, but there's another side also. Sometimes you have, by the police, they have people that mamash know how to think like criminals. They're the ones that are trying to catch the guy, like cops and robbers. They're the ones that know. They mamash trach via Aganif. They know all the tachsisei agneva. They're good guys. They're from the good guys, right? Oh, but just because you know all the tachsisei gneva, doesn't make you Aganif. A ganav means you go and you break into the house and you're a ganav. Yediyas tachsisei hagneva doesn't make you a ganav. Rabbi Isai. Yediyas tachsisei halimud. Ein of us veis vi to learn and a veis vos tas meint vos me ken learn. On alle gute sachen. Aber er lernt nicht. Das er nicht ken lernt. Yediyas tachsisei gneva is nicht ken ganav. Und yediyas tachsisei halimud is nicht ken lernt. Medav ganvenen. Medav learn. Medav ganvenen. Shoyz. Medav learn. Medav learn. Das darf man lernen von Aganif. There's a story that they say over there, Rabbi Avrom Yafin Zatzal met with Rabbi Chaim Oizer, and Rabbi Chaim Oizer was talking about his Sefer Achiezer, and Rabbi Chaim Oizer says, on his own Sefer, he said, he was Mavate, he said, Ichmein as my Sefer is a Shlish Idyas, a Shlish Beinanis, and a shlish ziburis, the shtiklach. So Rabbi Avrom Yafin told him alatar right away. He said, "It depends on the machloikis if b'shaloi hein shomin or b'shaloilam hein shomin. If you hold b'shaloilam hein shomin, then it's kula yidiyidis. Ulay b'shaloi hein shomin. Efter Rabbi Chaim Oizer can meid alisosa, you can meid zayin. Or but if you hold b'shaloilam hein shomin, then it's a nishkin shayla." You have the parsha of Eish. There's a machlokes in the Gemara. If Isha is Mishum Chitzov, or Isha is Mishum Amoinoi. If anyone learned up the Sugya good, a few weeks ago they were up to it in the Daf Yomi. But if anyone learned up the Sugya good, There's a halamina in the Gemara that Isha Mishim Chitzov only holds Mishim Chitzov. And Isha Mishim Amayne only holds Mishim Amayne. And it's mavur there that Isha Mishim Chitzov is the pshat. It's manish odom amazik. The Gemara is mavur yichayiv misa. Kom lebe the rab minei. Chayiv barbo dvorim. It's not eish, it's odom amazik. It's be'emes, it's a pella. The Mishnah says in Baba Kamed Aveiz, when it says loya reizek, areizek, it's talking about eish. And it says that eish is ain by ruach chayim. Why is eish ain by ruach chayim? If you hold Isha Mishim Chitzov, so charichtiga odom amazik. What do you mean that eish is ain by ruach chayim? It's a richtig adam amazik. So the Shita asked the Kasha, Zot the Shita, that when the Mishnah says Hever, right, Hashor v'abar amav v'hever, Hever means Ishe Mishim Chitzov. But when it says Loya Rezek HaRei HaEish, it switches from Hever to Eish. Hever means Ishe Mishim Chitzov. But Eish, when it says Loya Rezek HaRei HaEish, She'en Baruch Chaim, over there Eish already means Ishe Mishim Amoinon. I have two pleas. The havmin of the Gemara was that Rabbi Yochanan only holds Isha Mishim Chitzav. He doesn't hold of Isha Mishim Amoyne. Like that havamina, how do you learn the Mishnah? What does it mean? Eish is ain't by Ruach Chaim. The Gemara, the Shita's Drei, that it's going in Isha Mishim Amoyne, is only the maskana that they hold of each other. B'yoyser, there's a havamina that the Gemara says, my mave. There's many pshatim, what's mave? The ganze sugi from mave. Odom, Shoyer. There's a havamina the Gemara says, maybe mave is Eish. So the Gemara can't be. Because if mave is Eish, then what's Hever? Frederick, what's the problem? One will be Yishim Yishim Chitzov, one will be Yishim Yishim Amoyna. What's the Gareth the Gemara? If Hever means Yishim Yishim Chitzov, maybe Mav could mean Yishim Yishim Odom. And both could be in the Sugya of Eish. Yeshtei Tavaitan of the Parsha of Shoimrim, the Pasuk says, Im lo yimotzei haganiv v'nikra v'alabai salikim. The Baal HaTurim says, "Im lo yimotzei haganiv v'nikra v'zrasha tevis Eliyahu," and that's a remez for the din that if you don't find him, Taka, is there's a concept of Yaimunah Hachiyov Eliyahu. It's a remez of Eliyahu. Shteito aposik. I think we're ready in Parshas in Kesef Talva. I think we don't go with the chinuch. It's one big parsha. Aren't you up to it? No, we're not up to it yet. We're going to try to get closer. Yeah, at the end of Parshas Mishpatim. Zoyveach lo lekim yocharam, bilti l'ashem levadi. I want to tell a little bit what this pasuk means. Zoyveach lo lekim yocharam, bilti l'ashem levadi. It's actually zoyveach lo lehim yocharam, bilti l'ashem levadi. Not to be zoyveach to avoid the zora to other elohims, but only to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The nefesh achayim in Shar Gimel, Perek Tes, explains this inyan a little bit. What's mirken and uptapin? Yudkei Vovkei is Hashem Echad. Hashem is Be'etzem, is Yichudoi Shaloylam. He's Be'etzem Echad. He's not based on compartments and components. He's a Spitz, the ultimate Echad. But Elohim is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifests himself in this world. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifests in this world, he manifests himself in various ways. In various koiches and paulas. In Eser, Sfirois, Chesed, Tefura, Gveres. All these inyanim is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifests himself in this world in various suras and ifanim of Elohim. But the Yudkei Vavkei itself is the Spitz Echad. Basorim Amorais Nivra Ha'olam is only Elohim. In Yudkei Vavkei there's no stages. It's one. And that's why, I think we said a different shot one more, but in Bereshis, we talked about this. In the beginning, it's everything is Elohim. Bereshis Bar Elohim, Vayomer Elohim, Vayomer Elohim, everything is Elohim. Then it switches to Hashem Elohim, and then it switches to Hashem. So a few weeks ago we spoke out the Indian that Mitchila Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to be buried the oil with Midas Hadin, Elohim. Then he was Meshatif Midas Rachim, and then he feared his only Rachim. Nefesh HaChaim is saying a totally different shot. Asorim Amoris Nivra Oilam, the various koiches of the Asorim Amoris, those were various manifestations of Elohim. We are about to know that it's Hashem who Elohim. We know that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, that Elokim is Hashem Echad. It's really all Hashem Echad. Because in the Amitoi Shel Dovar, it's Hashem Echad. But how it manifests down in this world, it's Elokim. Elokim means various koiches and pu'ulis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifests down here. Paroi in Mitzrayim also had kishif and he had a lot of koiches. And by the way, he believed in Elokim. Adrab, he wanted Elokim. He has many koiches, he wants to see Elokim also. But he said, Mihu Hashem Asher Eshma Bakardi. Daddy didn't want to be soivel. Ki ein kashem b'chol ha'aretz. He didn't want to believe that there's a Yudkei Vavke, that there's Echad, that there's no other place. He thought he's in a place of Moli Tevin at the Machas Lefraim. He thought there's a lot of different koiches. There's a pasuk in Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar calls HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elokei d'Elokeinu. He's the ultimate power of all the powers. Meaning there are other powers, there are various Elokims. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kaviyachal is the most. Elokei d'Elokin. Oh, but the emesis, we know it's much more than that. We know it's much more than that. It's lo yelecha elohim acherim. A person has to realize it's anoichi Hashem elohecha, that the emes is that we don't, HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifests himself down in the world like this, but that was Avodah Zarah. And that was the chait of Dor Enosh. The chait of Dor Enosh, what, Stam Amol, they decided one day to bow down to a doimim, to a tzeimeach, to a chai, to a bird, to an animal. They thought it's Avodah Zarah. They had some anger at that a stone is created the world. What's the pshat? The pshat is that Reb Chaim Volozhin explains the Dor Enosh felt HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yudkei Vavkei is too far reached from this world. We can't relate to that. The way we could relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through the koiches that he manifests. And if the way a koiches that he manifests is represented through a bird, through the different things on the Merkava, Shoyer, Nesher, or various other things that are manifest in this world, that's the way we can relate to the Bariyal. We can relate all the way back to Yudkei Vavke. And about it, that was their mistake. Hashem, who are we can? We can. We can. Yes, we can. We can relate to it. Oh, but the emes is that was their mistake. It's a moir de gezach zokt nefesh chaim. If you look in the parsha of Karbonis, it never says Elikim. By Karbonis, it's Reach Nichoyach Lashem. Never. By a Karbon, it's the Elikim. Because we realize that's not, we don't do it like that. A carbon is directly Reach Nichoyach Lashem. We don't need the Emtsoyim. Zoyvech lo Elikim Yocharam. Bilti le Yudkei Vavkei Levadoi. We don't need, it doesn't mean stam to getchkalach. It means you think that we should be able to, our tzuras avoid it should be that we still tzu through the koiches elikim is bala, koiches kulam. No. Bilti Lashem Levadoi. By a carbon avada and by yikrit keseder, it's only Hashem. That's the taich. How the Nefesh HaChaim explains, Zayvech loli kim yochrom, bilti Lashem levade. After one zach in Parshas in Kesef Talve, mi bal dvorim yigash aleihem. The Gemara says in Baba Kama that the makor of hamoiti mechaver el haraya is from this pasuk mi bal dvorim yigash aleihem. And the Gemara asks lama likra svaru. Whoever needs it, what's the lashon of the Gemara? The Ozla Be'asya, the Kaiv Le'kiva, that was nothing, right? The Kaiv Le'kiva, Ozla Be'asya. You're the one with the problem. I'm Muchzik, you're the one with the problem. There's a Moira de Kepnei Yeshua in Gittin. I just want to say over the Etzim Yesoid, we see here that there's two Makaris for Amaitzim Mechavir of Orion. A Pasik or a Svar. We know all over Shas there are many issues about Amaitzim Mechavir of Orion. How powerful is Amaitzim Mechavir of Orion? Is a roiv enough to be mighty, or you need mamish edus? Holchin b'mamon achar a roiv, or not? Machlek is Rav and Shmuel. What about a bari? A bari against the Shema, but it's against the muchzik. Could a bari go against the muchzik? What if someone's a muchzik, but you grabbed it from him? Tak vaykoyim. Mitzin miyadei, or ain't mitzin miyadei? A realm of shilas of hatzara shavah shebekulam. How powerful is muchzik? Roiv, bari, tfisa. I have other ones. Migu, Migu lahaitzi, machlekes. All of these issues, b'shoyrish hadavar, and it's too much of a shtickle tyria, because one is a machlekes Rav and Shmuel, one is a machlekes Ramban and Tosis, one is a machlekes Tanoim. But Yeshua read Zuch this sort of rate. The shoyrish hashayla of all of them is how powerful is Musa? Mamish, powerful that even if you typhus it, I'll take it back. Even if you have a migu, you can't take it. Even if there's a roi, then you're a bari. Unless you have edus or a raya, or not. Oh no. Zok de Pnei Yeshua. And the Shaila is now he can make a Lashi Tosik and Gan Shas over here. If it's a Pusik, so then it's a Pusik. Mi bal dvorim yigash aleihem. Bring this can doctor stam. Bring a professor. Bring a echdig doctor. If it's not a Pusik, if it's only the Koyev Lekiva, Oz Lebeyasya, a Roiv is also a doctor. A Bori is also a doctor. Tfisa is also a Mechap, is also a doctor. And that's the Sherish of all these moments, the Shaila. Is the Yisoid of a Maitzim Echavreel of Raya a Pusik? Or a svara that could relate to Roiv, Bari, Migu, Tfisa, Vichahena, Rabbis. Good.